coming up on episode number 847. Tonight, it is a special tribute to Whitney Houston. Now, I know I've said in a few episodes that I wasn't planning on doing a Whitney Houston tribute, only because I didn't know if there was going to be a way to do it and still be true to the type of music you usually hear on Coverville. Well, I've done some searching, done some hunting, and found some great music that still fits within the kind of stuff you're used to hearing here on Coverville, but also pays respect to the music of Whitney Houston. Let's go ahead and get it started. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, February 28th. 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight. Kind of a cover story, but more than that, it's a tribute, paying respect to the music of Whitney Houston, who passed away about a week and a half ago. A lot of great music that is tied to her, tied to the name Whitney Houston. Some of it her originals, but also a couple covers that a lot of people attribute to her because she made them her own. She made definitive versions of those songs. So, no better place to start than with one of those, as a matter of fact. The song The Greatest Love of All is actually originally done by George Benson. Whitney Houston covered it about 10 years, 15 years, 13 years, I think, after it was originally released. And again, made her own definitive version of the song. Big Daddy, also known for making their own definitive versions of songs, and this one stays within the style of paying tribute without making fun of. And I think a lot of the stuff, everything that I was able to find on tonight's show fits within that. I wanted to make sure I didn't do anything that was disrespectful. So let's start things off with Big Daddy and a doo-wop cover of The Greatest Love of All. This comes from their 1991 album, Cutting Their Own Groove.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me what you see. Who is the greatest love of all? Could it be me?
Hey, wow, look at me now, I am the greatest love.
It's the greatest love of all. It's the greatest love.
The greatest love of all.
It's the greatest love of all. It's the greatest love.
The greatest love of all.
I believe the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Make it easy and let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I lived as I believe.
No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my
dig, dig, that dig. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got big.
The greatest love is easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
know it's been some time, but there's something on my mind. See, I haven't been the same since a cold November day. We said we needed space, but all I found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell? Find their way on back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. If somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes and I know that you still care for me. I've been around enough to know that dreams don't turn to gold, and there is no easy way. No, you can't just run. Than we ever had before. And no matter how I try, I can't get you off my mind. Here I am, and can you please help me? Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way on back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there? If somebody loves you, won't they always?
This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
I believe that the children are the future. Now listen, you can teach them well, but buddy, you have got to let them lead the way.
This is Coverville.
Yes, that is the Talking Heads' David Byrne right there with a cover of I Want to Dance with Somebody, recorded live in Paris on June 13th, 2001, a cover right there of Whitney Houston. That's something that you don't realize you'd ever hear. You never think of hearing anything like David Byrne covering Whitney Houston until you listen to Coverville, right? That's where you expect to hear this kind of stuff. Before that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 2003 album Take a Break with a cover of Where Do Broken Hearts Go. They also did a cover of The Greatest Love of All, but I figured I had a couple versions for that already planned for the show, so decided to do it one of their other Whitney Houston covers, or their only other Whitney Houston cover. Big Daddy started us off with a cover of The Greatest Love of All, that one from their 1991 album, Cutting Their Own Groove. These are great albums by Big Daddy, totally transforming songs you know and making it sound like they were originally created in the 50s and 60s. So amazingly well done. If you like that one, then you like a lot of their other stuff. Really, really good stuff. Speaking of the Talking Heads, they do a version of Once in a Lifetime that sounds like Harry Belafonte's Deo, you know, Banana Boat song. Really, really, really cool. Let's tell you a little bit about the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. Audible, audible.com. How do you get Audible? Very, very easily. Go to audibletrial.com/Coverville. That is audibletrial.com/Coverville. See, I thought for sure I could do it twice without messing it up. Audibletrial.com/Coverville. Not only can you get great audiobooks, and you get a free 14-day trial just for going there and trying it out, which includes a free book download. So you can go and peruse their library and choose something you like. Now, maybe you aren't into the whole bestseller things. Maybe you don't want the Steve Jobs biography or one of the Dances with Dragons, the Songs of Ice and Fire books. Maybe you're into comedy. Well, you can also try out the I Am America and So Can You by Stephen Colbert. You can listen to the excellent Bossy Pants by Tina Fey, which just came out last year. I love that book. I think I would have liked it even more if I would have listened to the audio version, because I think that's the kind of thing that comes through a lot better in audio than you can get by reading it. Go the F to Sleep, the unabridged version, is available on Audible. And the Ellen DeGeneres book called Seriously, I'm Kidding. All those are available options for you to get with your free audiobook trial. Look, you're already listening to a podcast. Getting an audiobook is just as easy. So check out audibletrial.com/Coverville, and that'll walk you through everything you need to know to try out Audible for free for 14 days and get a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/Coverville. All right, so you heard David Byrne covering Whitney Houston at the end of that first set. Let's go ahead and start the second set with Evan Dando from the Lemonheads covering Whitney Houston. This one comes from a collection called If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You. It's a cover of How Will I Know? Here are Evan Dando and the Lemonheads.
There's a girl I know, she's the one I dream. Look into her eyes, takes me to the clouds above. Yes, I lose control, I can't seem to get enough. Whoa. When I wake from dreaming, tell me, is it real love? Whoa, tell me, how will I know?
Your love is my love and my love is yours. life couldn't hold us. Your love is my love, and my love is your love. It will take an eternity to break us, and the chains of our mistakes couldn't hold us.
If I would die this very day, very, 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 don't cry, 'cause on earth it wasn't meant to stay. The people say,
really don't matter.
I've been waiting for you after the judgment day.
Your love is my love, and my love is your love. It will take an eternity to break us, and the chains of our mistakes couldn't hold us. Your love is my love.
Start
couldn't hold us.
Clap your hands, y'all.
It's all right.
Clap your hands, y'all.
Yeah, it's all right.
Clap your hands, y'all. Clap your hands, y'all. So right. Clap your hands, y'all. So right. Clap your hands, y'all. So right. Clap your hands, y'all. So right.
From Finland, some a cappella for you. That is Fork with our cover of Whitney Houston's My Love Is Your Love. Really cool version, and I love the chord progression that they use in that, the harmonies, the minor key harmonies that they use in that. Really, really cool. Fork and their cover of My Love Is Your Love. Before that, the Lemonheads, well, Evan Dando anyway, from 1996 collection called If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You, with a cover of How Will I Know. Well, Coverville is also brought to you tonight by Bluehost.com, $5.95 a month for everything you need for your web hosting. Just go to Coverville.com and click on the link for Bluehost. That'll take you to their website. When you sign up, that helps me out a little bit and gets you some great web hosting and a whole bunch of unlimited features right there from Bluehost.com. All right, so let's try that again. We've got David Byrne, lead singer for the Talking Heads. We've got Evan Dando, lead singer for the Lemonheads. Now let's move on to Kevin Rowland, who is the lead singer of Dexys Midnight Runners. Now, in 1999, Kevin Rowland came out of rehab after going in there for drug and alcohol addiction. Had a really, really difficult time in there. But what kept him going, what kept him pressing forward, was music and being a musician and being an entertainer and being with Dexys Midnight Runners for as long as he was. It was music that basically saved his life, and he all but said that when he came out of rehab. So, when he got out, he produced a cover album called My Beauty, came out in 1999, where he covered all of those songs that he sang to himself in rehab to kind of get him through. And he actually, you know, in a few cases, changed the lyrics a little bit, made them slightly different than the original versions, personalized it, customized a little bit to his own experiences, and included this version that I'm going to play for you right now of The Greatest Love of All. Now, it's not a typical straight-ahead cover. I'm going to warn you right now, it's not a typical straight-ahead cover of the song that Whitney Houston popularized, and again, George Benson did the original version of, but it is, it's unique, and you got to appreciate a guy who'll put himself out there like this and release a version of the song that is so customized and personalized and unique to him. So, let's go ahead and jump into that. With all that set up, there's a little bit of a spoken word intro that I'm not sure the meaning of, but I'm sure he does. Kevin Rowland and his cover of The Greatest Love of All.
It's over, it's over, it's
no
over.
No more, it's okay.
Yes, I know. Oh, you know. Remember that time? You know that
Mom.
Time?
Mom.
It's okay. Let it go. Forget it, baby, you. It's okay. Forget it. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty that they possess inside. Give them a second chance and make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need somebody they can look up to. There was nobody around who fulfilled my needs. Lonely place to be. And I tried to depend on me. Listen. I decided long ago I didn't want to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, I'd like to live as I believe. No matter what they say about me, they can't take my personal dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. To me, I'll find the greatest love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all. Oh, it can be achieved. Learning to love yourself is the greatest love. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a second chance, but make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago I didn't want to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, I'd like to live as I believe. No matter what they say about me, they can't take my personal dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening. To love yourself.
Learning to love yourself
is the greatest love of all.
Love of all. And if by chance that special place
that you've been dreaming of,
that you've been dreaming of,
if it leads you to a lonely place,
if it leads you to a lonely place,
find your strength.
Find your strength
in love.
I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memory. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. You kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love.
Gotta have the original version of that, because I think a lot of people haven't heard the true original version of that. They may have heard the version that she recorded for Little Whorehouse in Texas, or of course they've heard the Whitney Houston cover from The Bodyguard, but wanted to include that early 1974 version. I think it's 1974 version that Dolly Parton included on her album Jolene, and great version right there that she wrote for Porter Wagoner about their relationship, and really cool version right there of I Will Always Love You, originally by Dolly Parton, covered, of course, most famously by Whitney Houston. Kevin Rowland of Dixie's Midnight Runners right before that with a unique version of The Greatest Love of All, originally by George Benson and also popularized by Whitney Houston. That one was released on his all-cover album from 1999 called My Beauty. And actually, if you listen to the rest of that album, you'll find that The Greatest Love of All that he does is far from the most unusual cover he does on that album. He does a cover of Squeeze's Labeled with Love and Ragdoll. It's really worth checking out, I think. A really good version, actually, of I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top. That's actually kicks a lot of butt. Very good version right there. All right, and with that, we'll go ahead and bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, for joining me for this episode. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com and post your messages in the show notes in the comments section for any episode, including this one. We will be back on Thursday. Do I know what I'm doing Thursday? I'm pulling it up. Because I don't think I know yet what I'm doing Thursday. I think it is a, it'll be a surprise to all of us. Yeah, I'm not sure, because we've got a couple good birthdays. Brian Jones, Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, Cindy Wilson from the B-52s. Oh, I'm not sure. But tell you what, here's what you can do in the meantime. Tomorrow night, Leap Night, right? It's the February 29th. Check out WFIT.org. That is the Florida Institute of Technology radio station, because I'm going to be on there again, an episode of Coverville. Brand new episode. We're not taking one of these episodes and just rehashing it for the radio. No, I record those brand new. So if you go to WFIT.org or check out theshuffle.org, then you can tune in live or listen later to the episode I did for them. So check that out, and then we'll be back on Thursday with another episode of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Megafeed. You can find out more about the Megafeed by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good, they're going to make you want to dance with somebody. You know, with somebody who loves you.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.